Yeah, one of the most uncertain things in the next year, I think, for people is going to be, what's the whole health insurance marketplace going to look like? Am I going to be forced to buy insurance? Instead, am I going to be offered up a choice to maybe invest in my own type of health savings account? Or what's going to happen with the Obamacare exchanges? So again, a lot of uncertainty out there. Joining us to hopefully, shine some light on what directions we could see before us with News Talk 94.7 to 970 WMAY, Mark Gerda. He's president of Castle Group Health Incorporated. Mark, thanks for taking time with us this morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no question about it. So tell me a little bit of your background and why we can now have you as an expert when talking about the insurance industry and what could happen with the Affordable Care Act.
So my background, I've been in the insurance business strictly health since the late 80s. It's all I do. I've stuck with it. I sort of consider myself vertically understanding the industry as it works, my background being in economics. And the way I developed my business was by trying to simplify the message. And so here we are again today, 8 years later, ready to do this all over again. And it's definitely necessary.
So repeal and replace. Congress still has yet to produce a plan. We've heard all the little elements here and there, like, getting rid of the individual mandates, ensuring that you can buy plans across state lines, allowing for young people to stay on their parents' policies and so on. What do you think is working? What's not working about the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think if you go back, even back to Nixon when he proposed national health care, and when you look at the Clintons' proposal and everything else, there's a common theme here that I think we all collectively agree on, which is try to help those that are less fortunate, not try, actually accomplish it, number one. Number two, make insurance portable and have a sustainable program. And I don't think we have that in the Affordable Care Act right now.
So what about the Affordable Care Act has caused the prices to go up, the premiums to increase across the board? Some states seeing, triple-digit increases, others double-digit increases. What's causing it? I thought we were supposed to see, prices either flatten or go down.
Well, and yes, of course, that's what you were told, but I think the game, and I don't want to say it was rigged from the beginning, but I just think that the Affordable Care Act bill, as we have it now, is not what we went into it. By the way, there was a long-term care provision that was in the bill that took it to get it passed. We don't have that. This is politics at its best. So my message is, hey, can we talk about what the problems that we want to solve are and move forward? And I have some different views on what the problem really is.
We're talking with Mark Gerda. He is president of Castle Group Health Incorporated, and we're getting a better idea here of what repeal and replace could look like, what it should look like, according to Mark. So what has worked, what hasn't worked with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think the thing that's worked the best is the elimination of the pre-existing condition clause. I think that that's necessary. Although I think you need to have some controls. If you have insurance on demand where you can buy insurance when you walk into the hospital and be covered, well, you don't necessarily have insurance.
Well, and with that, too, we are told that if everybody buys it, then ultimately the younger people are going to be subsidizing the older people and the marketplace would work. But why didn't that individual mandate actually work? I know people who don't have it and were just fine paying whatever fine they wanted to pay.
Right.
So why didn't it work? Why didn't forcing people to buy a private product work?
Well, personally, I just think that the bigger problem wasn't addressed. The biggest problem in healthcare is lack of transparency in pricing. I don't know how you develop a model where you don't know what it costs. I can't imagine that in gasoline if there were no prices on gas pumps that you go in and find out 2 months later what it costs.
Right.
You can't ask a provider what it costs. There is so much fuzzy math in the system, and who controls that fuzzy math? And in my opinion, I think the insurance companies who have, through the Affordable Care Act, more than doubled their profits, more than tripled their stock prices on average, yet are rightly crying poor from the specific mandate of the ACA.
Now, 844 with Bishop on air on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. We're talking with Mark Gerda. He is president of Castle Group Health Incorporated with some ideas that he has to fix the Affordable Care Act. So, yeah, this fuzzy math, that would make sense to go in and kind of see a chart of sorts, right? If you're going to break your finger, then, well, you know, getting a splint and having the doctor look at it, it's going to cost X amount. We don't have that. Even when you go to the doctor's office for a simple checkup, you know, it's going to have to go through this insurance company, loop and then come back around with whether or not you're in network, out of network, and what kind of plan you've got. And it just seems all convoluted. So definitely not having that that truth in pricing is a big problem. How do we correct that? Do we instead have health savings accounts, or what's the go-to direction according to Mark Gerda?
Well, and again, this is my opinion. I don't know how you develop a model if you don't know what your cost factor is. When you go to the doctor, and almost everyone in your audience has who's ever had insurance experiences this, you go to a provider, even just getting a blood test, lab bill comes back $250. But because you belong to the AB Insurance Club, we won't name any insurance companies per se, that price is only $25. So, apply this principle to any other business, and you can find who rampantly is going to take advantage of this.
What about the idea of health savings accounts? Because that seems to be one that's really floating to the surface here with the Republicans' plan in Congress. And Mark, I mean, I've talked about this on the air. I would love to have a health savings account to where I can take the money I'm paying to an insurance company and instead put it into an account that's pre-tax, that I can only use for health reasons, that I could generate within a year and a half or so, 2 years, probably $10,000+, considering how much I pay every month for health insurance right now.
Well, unless you have claims. And remember, for all due respect, you and I and several other people, remember our primary missions here. We want to take care of those who need help. And under the Affordable Care Act, I see people who really need help who aren't getting it. Number two, we have to have a system that allows access. We have access to insurance now, but the access to care is diminishing.
You see that in Southern Illinois as well, where you've got rural areas. They have to go just long stretches of miles to even get to a primary doctor.
Well, and one that's in your network. And I just think that it starts with clarity, and it goes back, all the way to the mid-60s where Medicaid, the 1996 balanced budget, Medicare, I'm sorry, 1996 balanced budget amendment addressed payments to providers. We're constantly looking for someone else to pay, and there isn't someone else. That's really the point. Let's just clear the deck, get rid of all the phony pricing from providers, make every provider just say, here's my rate for service. From there, you can build a system which will be far more affordable, clear, and everything else.
We're talking with Mark Gerda about insurance. He is the president of Castle Group Health, Inc. Mark, what would be your final parting words here? And I think we're going to have to talk about this again in another time, especially whenever we get a more substantive idea of what the Republicans' plan is going to be. But what are your parting words for people out there who are worried about the direction of health care in this country, of the insurance marketplace in this country? What should people be thinking about right now?
Drop the hot words, think about what's important, and stick to on topic. Going to these meetings and just yelling and being fearful, and there's been a lot of fear-mongering on both sides. But I would like, I think we need a better fix, one that is far more clear, that gives people an opportunity. So,
well, I'm looking forward to talking with you again on
Greg, thanks. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, no question about it. Mark Gerda, president of Castle Group Health Incorporated. Greatly appreciate the time. All right, now 8:49 in the capital city. Cast your hook, and you can reel in golden hand-battered Condor walleye today at Culver's West on Wabash. Your WMAY 10-minute weather guarantee today. The high of around, what, we're looking at 66 degrees with a slight chance of showers, but that chance of showers turning likely with thunderstorms tonight. The low down to 44. 57 the high Tuesday with breezy conditions, going to be showers possible early, but then sunny skies. Then Tuesday night, low 34. Wednesday, the high of 57, sunny and breezy. Right now, 54 degrees. Depend on us.
We're every place.